أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أردنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Now at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it on the subject of amanat, that for obeying the commandments of Allah, obeying Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not hurting Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this is an amanat. Or it refers to the amanat that before Allah sent us in this world, all the souls were gathered, which is known as alam e alist, and Allah asked everyone, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And every soul admitted there, yes Allah, you are our Rabb. So that amanat of maintaining it now, that we love, that we don't think anything else has got any power that can do anything, only Allah. Power is vested only in Allah, and Allah is the sole doer of everything. That amanat, so Allah wants us to fulfill that amanat. Also, amanat, normally we take it only in money matters, that a person leaves a trust with us money, and that is amanat. Whereas the whole of deen is an amanat, to practice upon deen, and then to maintain deen, to see that others also, that deen remains alive in its pure and correct form, that is also an amanat. To see that others practice upon deen, at least one's family members, etc., one's neighborhood, one's community, that is also an amanat. Also, according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, the parts of the body are also amanat, like the eyes. A person must use them correctly. That is also an amanat. If he misuses his eyes, looks at other women, looks at haram, then this is also a mistrust. He has not fulfilled the trust which Allah had given him. The tongue is also an amanat. Every part of the body is an amanat, and this amanat must be fulfilled. And this amanat is so important that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La imana liman la amanata lah." That person hasn't got iman who hasn't got amanat dari in him. That person who does not fulfill the trust. And the trust is in all these things. How much we are negligent, so much our iman is weak. How much we are misusing our eyes, our tongue, the parts of the body, so much our iman is weak. How much we are not observing the commands of Allah, we are not living an Islamic lifestyle, so much that amanat is less, and so much our iman is less. This amanat, in order to display how great it is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal." Humne dikhlai amanat aasmanon ko aur zameenon ko aur paharon ko. We had presented this amanat to the heavens, such a great creation of Allah, to the earth, to the mountains. How great are not these creations? And Allah had given life to them and presented, "Will you people take this trust? Will you look after this trust, this amanat, which I'm presenting in front of you?" Then they realize that it is too great a trust. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. پھر کسی نے قبول نہ کیا اس کو اٹھانے سے. And they all said, "No, O Allah, it is not within us. We cannot manage. This trust is very great. This trust of deen, this trust of practicing and maintaining deen, it was such a great trust that the heavens and the earth, the mountains said, "Oh Allah, it is beyond our capacity. We are unfortunately not able to carry this trust." وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا اور اس سے ڈر گئے. And they feared of accepting this trust. They refused. فَأَبَيْنَا. Just like Shaitan also refused to make sajda, but there is a great difference between the two. Shaitan refused to make sajda because of his arrogance. The mountains and the heavens and the earth refused because of their weakness, and they felt that we cannot carry this trust. It was not of arrogance and pride, but of the weakness and the humility that they said, we cannot washfakna minha. They got frightened that this trust is too great. So there's such a great trust which the heavens and the earth, which the mountain said, oh Allah, we cannot carry it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ Or Uthalia usko insan ne. But insan, such a weak, whom Allah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. He came forward and he said, oh Allah, I will carry this trust. Ulama have explained this, like sometimes a father tells his big son, do this work, and that son refuses to do it. A small child of 2 years, in the love of the father, he says, I will do it. He's so small, he cannot do anything. Like that insan, in the love of Allah, when the insan saw Allah, the mountains have refused to carry this trust, the earth has refused, the heavens have refused, insan in the love of Allah said, I will carry it. And it comes in one hadith that Allah said, oh insan, I will help you in carrying out this trust also. And further Allah says, innahu kana zaluman jahula yeh bara betaras nada. This human being has made a great zulam upon himself, and he was very ignorant that he took upon himself this very great trust. And this word zalum and jahula are not said against the human being, not said sarcastically, but said in love for this human being. As the human being, in the love of Allah, said, I will carry out this trust. I will look after it. Allah also in love says that he did not know what he's doing. In Arabic and in Urdu also, you refer to a person as a zalim, who is a good friend of yours, and he's very close to you, but he has done something stupid, he has done something foolish, or he has done something wrong. So you say, zalim, tune ye kya kya? You are my very good friend, but what did you do here? Like that Allah is referring to insan, not that he has done anything wrong, but that what your great love, do you know what you have done? You have picked up this very great trust. And jahula, ignorant. Not ignorant in the sense that he did not know, but what a big trust. Do you know what you are in for? We also tell somebody when he takes up some job, you know what you're in for. You know what you have done for yourself. This very great trust of deen, insan said, I will carry it out. And Allah promised, I will help you also. And this insan did it in the love of Allah. Allah, in the love of this insan, said, my dear friend, you know what you have taken upon yourself. You know what you are in for. Then further Allah explains that now when insan has picked up this trust, some of them have fulfilled this trust, other people have not fulfilled this trust. لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ تَاكِ عَذَابْ كَرِ اللَّهُ مُنَافِقْ مَرْدُو اور عورتو کو. Now Allah will punish the munafiq, the hypocrite man and the hypocrite woman, that these people who did not fulfill this trust. They said they will pick it up. The first and foremost, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the trust. And from him, his progeny accepted this trust. And it is for us now to fulfill this trust. We have taken it upon ourselves. But so those who are munafiqs, who do not fulfill this trust, Allah said, I will punish them who took this trust upon them and they did not fulfill it. Wal mushrikeena wal mushrikat. Or shirk wale mardo ko aur aurto ko. And those men who make shirk, who associate partners with Allah and the woman also. For them, there will be punishment. They did not fulfill this trust. وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ اور معاف کرے اللہ ایمان دار مردوں کو اور عورتوں کو. And Allah will forgive the believing man and the believing woman. Allah Ta'ala knows that man, those who are sincere, who are fulfilling this trust, but man by nature will err and will make mistakes also. So Allah in His great love has promised forgiveness for those mistakes. Just be on the right road. Like somebody is traveling by car and is going in the right direction. and he meets up with a puncher. He fixes it and he carries on again. Just like a person who is sincere, fulfilling Allah's commands, he's on the right road. He will make mistakes. He will commit sins also. But he'll make tawbah, he'll carry on, he'll reach his destination. But a person whose heart is not right, he's on the wrong road. Even if he doesn't meet with a puncher, he's still going to go in the wrong direction. So our direction must be right. Our heart must be in the right direction. And for those people, even if they make mistakes on the way, Allah has promised His forgiveness for those people. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Or, hey Allah, بَخَشْنِ وَالَا مِهِرْبَانًا. And Allah is by nature very, very forgiving. Forgives over and over. And not only that Allah forgives, Allah showers His mercy also. So in these words, there is great, great encouragement that carry out this trust properly. Take it upon you, it is my trust, this deen. I must practice upon deen. I must make effort that others also practice upon this deen. And when you do that, still you will err. You are human. But Allah will forgive you for your shortcomings also. May Allah Ta'ala imbibe us with the teachings of this great surah, which is mainly that we must not cause any hurt and injury to Allah. Don't think bad about Allah, His Rasul. That was the main thing. And also the righteous man, the ulama, the mashayikh, etc., never ever cause hurt. It comes in the hadith, Man aadha li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. A person who causes any inconvenience, hurt to any of my wali, I declare war on that person. And on whom Allah declares war, that he cannot be happy in his mind, in his home, anywhere. Allah Ta'ala's great punishment will come to such a person. So we should be very careful about this. And there is a great message in the surah that this amanat which Allah has put on us, let us realize this amanat and fulfill this amanat. Wa akhiru da'wana.